So tell me exactly the situation of your family in Tampa.
I'm in Chicago, but my family, my wife and three kids are in Tampa, Florida. Obviously, the Hurricane Milton just went, and it was pretty bad, is what I hear. But my wife here, Donna, made a last-minute decision. As I am in Chicago, I asked them if they want to come evacuate to Chicago over Atlanta or other options, but they say we don't know which direction is going to go. She waited and waited to make the last-minute decision, and they decided to stay at our house. And we have two-story floor, and we're not too close to the water, which is scary. But at the same time, due to the experience and that decision, and waited out. And last night when it hit, they were home, and they seem to be okay. They did not lose electricity. We still have electricity, fortunately for us, but they're safe and sound. And unfortunately, it made a turn, so we got lucky in Tampa, but Sarasota or Chesapeake did not get lucky, or Puerto Gorda, where the hurricane eye went. So we got the left side of the hurricane, so which is, you know, a lot of wind, a lot of, especially with last week, 10 days ago or 12 days ago, we got hit with the Hurricane Helen. So it was pretty traumatic, but there's a lot of debris and stuff, so we don't know what the outside looks like, but they're safe and healthy, and I'm happy for them. And my prayers and thoughts go with the rest of the Florida people.
Yeah. So how did this impact on the building, the structure, the neighborhood? What did they tell you?
There's branches, and there's, I had a lot of texting, phone calls from family members and friends, and they're saying there's a lot of trees down. Knocked out the power lines. A lot of people don't have the electricity, and or tree blocked in the road. So it was very strong wind is what I'm hearing, and it's unfortunate that you have to. But it's a way of living, I guess. But at the same time, health comes first, and I have to drive 9.5 hours to Tampa to Atlanta to get out before my flight got canceled, before I left. So, but it is a decision that we all have to make, and some people were wise enough to move because of the previous hurricane. It was fresh and still a lot of debris, so there's a lot of things all around. Tree falling and, signs, streets, and I have friends in Sarasota that, some of the part of the tile of the roof has gone and flooding, and some people in Tampa know that I got flooding as well. So it's tough to live, and I'm not there firsthand to experience it, but I know for sure when I go back on Sunday, there's going to be some effect in it.
When are you going back? This Sunday?
Yeah. So let's go back on Sunday.
So how did Hurricane Helene affect you?
Hurricane Helen was not horrible, but a mile away from us, the island got demolished. Davis Island is about a mile away from us, and that horrible to see, just a war zone. It looked like there was so much kitchens, cabinets, and all that got out. If you had a small 34, it was flooded, so it hurt to see it. It was really hard, and then to see another one back again is devastating, but sometimes you get lucky, sometimes you get unlucky, and that area got very unlucky, and for us, we feel fortunate to have missed it this time around, and the last one, but at the same time, we feel blessed to have our health and family, and I'm sure there's others who are less fortunate than we are.
So you are very, you've been very decorated, medal winner in multiple races. What do you do now in Tampa, and how did this impact on your business, or what do you do there?
I'm for sure have a big impact. But when before I left, I made sure I did whatever I can to clear the garage, put our cars in there, and then also put stands, and my wife and I do whatever we can and family to help. And then at that point is, God in control, not me. Now the same way, I've been blessed to have the accomplishment. I'm a retired athlete, but now my business is not only in Tampa, but it's nationally and internationally with with my business. So I'm stuff to see people hurt, and you know, all my belongings are at the house. I took that risk, but the more important thing is my family's okay. And you know, we made that decision when I left, but now we focus on helping the community the best we can, whether it's, you know, asking for help or be there for the runners, which is everybody and everybody that I have met through running and sports. And sports usually unites us more than anything else, so trying to be there for help and encourage others.
So final question, Florida and other states have got experience in this. How long it takes or what it takes to rebuild? What's the plan to rebuild?
I got to ask the expert on that. I'm not an expert, but it's going to be a long process for sure, because, you know, there's so many, you know, they were already busy building with, you know, infrastructure beforehand, new stuff, but now we got remodel or start from scratch. So the workload there is going to be just crazy busy and for sure expensive. So, but, you know, it's a difficult way to live. I know that much. But at the same time, you know, you count on your blessing if you're healthy, and, you know, I'm sure there's some people who died and, you know, they can't get that life back, but we are able to, so we kind of try to get refocused and see what we could do.
Thank you so much, Matt. We are glad that your family is safe, and hopefully we wish you a safe trip back down to Tampa.